What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Phone stopped going off. Thank you.
Screw you.
You're recording on a Sunday. We have to say that every single time. You know, hold on.
Sunday.
I have to open this. Hold on.
There we go, boys.
Diet Coke. It is 1:08 p.m.
Yep. So, hope you guys are having a great day, whatever day it is for you. Actually, not great day. Maybe night. Maybe morning.
Afternoon.
Yep. Middle of the night. You know? I don't know.
4:20 a.m.
4:20 p.m. 11:11 a.m. p.m.
2:37 p.m.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast. I'm just going to dive straight into something that I want to talk about. It's where I'm going for spring break. It's actually coming up, like, in a month, probably.
Yeah, our spring break is, like, I think end of March. Mm-hmm. It's, like, last week of March or something like that.
Yeah, we're leaving in, like, literally a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's the 22nd, right?
Yeah, I think so. And what is it? Let's check the calendar, boys. Calendar. Where's the calendar?
He's on his Apple Watch.
Where's the calendar? Where's the calendar? Oh, the 23rd.
So, wait, that's
1 day less than the month. So, yeah.
The 23rd?
I think that's when I leave.
And you're leaving the 24th?
Or that's like...
Or 22nd of it?
I think so. I'm not sure, actually. When does spring break start?
It's like March, like, 22nd or something like that. Or 23rd, maybe.
I think we're leaving, like, a little
like
bit into
it's like early 20s in March.
Yeah, and when we're... So, basically, I'm not trying to flex at all or anything, but we're going to... My family and I are going to Los Angeles and Las Vegas. We're first landing in Las Vegas, and then we're staying there for like 3 days, and then we're gonna drive to Los Angeles.
What do you think you're gonna do there?
There's like the Cirque du Soleil show. There's like that. We're like going museums and stuff like that. And then Los Angeles. I think there's gonna be like so much to do in Las Vegas that. And then like,
yeah, there's probably gonna be a ton to do in 3 days. That's gonna be packed. Mm-hmm.
And then Los Angeles, we're going Hollywood Walk of Fame, Santa Monica Pier.
Santa Monica?
Yeah. Wax Museum, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. And also, I might make a video about it. I'm not sure, though.
You should.
Yeah,
That'd be a cool video.
Yeah, it would.
Dude, Santa Monica, that seems really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's where... It's like, I don't know, there's like these people that like jump off the, there's a person that like, this girl, he asked a girl for his, her number, and the girl said, if you jump off the pier, then I'll give you my number, and then he literally did a flip off the pier and landed in the water.
I thought it's shallow right there.
No, it's like deepish. No, he went like in the back of the
deep
pier.
The deep part?
Yeah, the deepish part, and then he swam to shore and the lifeguard came out.
He got him in trouble.
Yeah, and he got in trouble with the cops, but then they let him go. Actually, I don't think it was with the cops. I think it was just like with security, and then the cops were coming, so then they just left. It's kind of funny. All right, where are you going?
I am going to Breckenridge, Colorado. Gonna go skiing on the big mountain, boys.
Don't fall into those, like, tree traps, you know? We're,
yeah.
Like, under.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Fall those. Don't fall into those.
I don't know if those are even, like...
Because it's, like, you're skiing. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, there's, like, this part under the tree that the snow, like, doesn't, like, fully, like, go because of the trees blocking it. So then there's, like, this hole under, like where the tree is. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but, like... I don't know, if you, like, ski past it or something, you can get, like, you can, like,
fall
into it.
You could
fall
in, and it, like, traps you under, like, feet of snow.
Yeah. I was watching a video of, like, skiing fails, and this person fell into it.
They're, like, screaming. I think I
Yeah, they were,
idea.
Like, screaming, and then the dad came in and, like, pulled him out.
Yeah.
Oh, this is scary. And then I was watching, like, he was, like, skiing, and then there was, he skied, like, off an edge of, like, a... rock or something, and he was like tumbling down the mountain. And, like,
I saw this one where this guy was like skiing, and then there was like a little bump, and then it was literally just a drop off. It was straight up just a
yeah.
cliff, and he literally fell. It was like 100
feet.
He's like,
"Oh!" And then he like
wiped
off his
like,
GoPro, and he's like, "Oh, my head kind of hurts. My
ribs kind of
hurt. But other than that, I'm fine."
like, because I think he went over this, like, little bump. So he was, like, in midair. And by the time he saw the edge of the cliff and, like, all the roots and grass dropping off the cliff, he was in midair, so he couldn't stop himself, and he literally just went straight off.
Yeah.
But there was so much snow at the bottom where he, like, so he was fine. That's, like, crazy how he survived that. It was over a 100-foot drop.
Yeah, there's people, like, some people, like, there's just, like, they're just skiing, and then, like, there's, like, huge snow piles, and then they just jump off the mountain into the snow pile from, like, 40 feet. And they just land in the snow pile, and it doesn't hurt them. Yeah. It looks really fun, honestly. They literally just, like, jump off from, like, 40 feet and just land in the snow pile. It looks really fun.
I'm gonna try not to die.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, a crazy good skier. I'm good. I'm decent. I'm probably gonna be on greens and blues. But blacks and double blacks out there are, like, insane. Like, even my dad, an experienced skier, doesn't want to go on too many blacks or double blacks. So, we're just probably going to stay on pretty easier parts. We're going to maybe explore some of the peaks and stuff. Go pretty easy. We're there for, like, almost a week, I think. So, we're going to have a lot of opportunities to, like, explore, go around, ski around, you know.
And then, in the summer, you're going to...
Oh, yeah, the summer, I'm actually going to do something really similar to him, except not. So, we're going to fly to San Diego, or fly to San Diego, staying there for a couple nights, drive up the coast to L.A., stay there for a bit, do some tours and stuff, and then we're going to drive even farther up the coast. It's going to be kind of a long drive, like about 5 hours, I think. And we're going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And doing some tour stuff. And then we're flying back.
Yeah. It's like really expensive to fly into LA. Because LAX. It's so...
What's LAX?
The
airport?
Big airport.
The big airport?
Yeah. And it's like really expensive. It's like...
Yeah, we're just going
like, to fly into Las Vegas, it's like so much cheaper. Which is insane. I don't know how. But it's just so... It's just... So much more cheaper. We're just going in. Also, we're flying in at nighttime. And at nighttime, it's when all the lights are on, and it's going to look awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to one of Gordon Ramsay's places?
Caesar's Palace. Are you thinking about the one inside or outside? Because I'm thinking about the one
outside. Let's go. All
right, we're going to Las Vegas, boys.
Yes, that's cool. So I'm going to be going to... up along the coast of California. I might actually like stay at a beach in between like LA and San Francisco.
Don't get the coronavirus.
No, stop. I'm at the same risk too. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to the same place.
I might just stay like a beach or some really cool area on the coast in between LA and San Francisco. Because I think San Francisco is the one. Like, at the top, like, not mm-hmm. the top part, but, like...
It's above like where Los Angeles is.
Above...
It's, like, San Francisco, Los Angeles.
It's, like, if you cut California in half horizontally, it's above, and then San Diego and L.A. is below.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a long drive. So I think it's, like, 5 or 6 hours from L.A. to San Fran, but I don't know. I've done worse.
I think it's, like, 4 hours or 5 hours from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, I think.
What, 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think it's, like, 4 or 5. I think it's, like, 5.
Are you driving? Sure.
Yeah, we're driving.
Well, yeah, it's only Nevada to LA. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that long. Where is Las Vegas in Nevada? Is it, like, kind of on the coast of California?
It's, like...
I want to see this.
It's, like, closer to the border. And then, I forgot what I was going to... Oh, yeah. So, like, Nevada is just, like, desert. Like, mostly desert.
Yeah, most...
So, we're just going to be driving through desert... And then this big city is just going to appear, and it's Los Angeles. Are you looking up where Las Vegas is?
Where Las Vegas in the map? I don't know how to look this up.
Images.
So it's like...
It's like on the border.
So you know how Nevada is like... It's like... a rectangle on top, but then it goes down into like a point. Las Vegas is like on
at
the point.
At the bottom at the
point. At the really the bottom at the point. So you're just going to be driving so horizontally, just, and yeah. LA is probably literally right over there.
Yeah. So it's like, it's close to the California border.
Yeah, I'd say that's about 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I had a great grandma, and she's like lived in Arizona, and she's like close to the California border. Yeah. And her house is like nice, and she has like a pool and stuff like that. And I don't know, my grandpa is like thinking of like either like we want to turn it into like, dang it, I forgot the name of it, but it's like when you like rent it out. Well, yeah. Not really rent yeah. it out, but like you give it to people for like vacation homes, but you can still use it too.
Or that's a good way to get money.
Yeah, and we can still use it, so we can like go
there on vacation.
Yeah,
sorry, my voice cracked.
And we're like really close to the California border, like it's this right like, there. The city is like really close to it.
Really,
it's like. Not that long of a drive.
That's a good idea. Yeah. If it's a nice house and it's, like, close to California,
mm-hmm.
rent it out. That's cool.
And then we got...
That'd be a great way to make money.
And then...
Is it still in, like, you guys, your family's property?
Yeah.
You guys still own it?
Yeah.
Fix it up a bit. Make a good profit.
And then we got a good vacation home. And also...
Great vacation home.
We're thinking about buying a... vacation home in either Florida or like up north. So
I would do Florida.
Yeah, I want to do Florida too. But
I would do like on maybe like Cocoa Beach or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be really expensive.
So, yeah, it would be amazing.
I would just go on like some like beach that's like not popular but like really nice.
Yeah.
Try to find something right there. It doesn't have to be like too big. It can be literally the size of like
the Keys basement. Are really nice.
The Keys?
Yeah, the Keys are really nice.
Have you been
like
there?
Lido Key and like Siesta Key.
I've never been to the Keys.
Yeah, it's like Siesta Key. The waters are literally so warm and it's like
really?
Literally like blue the water is. And the sand is like so like
70 soft like 70 like degrees like, water.
It's really warm and it's amazing to swim in. We went there, we were at Lido Key. And we were swimming, and while we were swimming, there's like a tropical storm, so the waves were like 10 feet high.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was
10 feet high?
Yeah, it was really high.
Was it cool, though?
Yeah.
Did you go on one of the waves?
We were like, what I would do is I would, when the waves are coming, I would like go underwater and like swim like under the wave, or sometimes I would jump up into the wave, and the wave would like knock me back into the water. But my dad like got sunglasses. For like they're like $50. They got them for like Easter, and the waves like knocked him right off.
He lost them.
Never found him. That's like stinks. Literally. I swear, I was swimming and I was trying to find him, and I swear like something touched my feet that felt like the sunglasses, but I couldn't get them. I swear.
Maybe it was a jellyfish. Something.
The jellyfish.
That's the one thing that
scares me so much, dude. They're like literally just like on the shallow part, and if they sting you,
you're dead.
It's literally. You literally, like, bleed, and you're, like, oh.
Poison. Like, that's, like, my one fear of...
Like, stingrays and stuff
oceans.
Like,
honestly, sharks... I mean, obviously, if I saw a shark, I would be really scared. But I'm not as scared of sharks as I am, like, jellyfish or stingrays.
Because they can't come up close to the shore.
Yeah.
And also, when we were there, we saw dolphins in the distance, like, really? Jumping around and stuff like that, yeah.
I would really want dolphins near me, because, like, if a shark attacked, there was those, like, stories of dolphins that were, like, that protecting a human people. Of, like, a huge gray white shark. But, like, yeah, dolphins, like, always seem so friendly and, yeah.
Unless you, like, bother them purposely.
Yeah.
But they're like, so cute, dude. That'd be awesome, like, swimming with dolphins. Yeah, like, there's, like, just stuff you can do in Florida where you can, like, swim with dolphins and...
I went to a place like that, except I didn't do it.
It looks so
It was,
fun.
Like, an add-on. It's in Orlando. It's pretty cool. It's, like, actually property of SeaWorld.
Yeah.
It's called Discovery Cove. Hmm. It's... So, I'll tell you about Discovery Cove. So, you can buy a ticket, but the thing is, there's a limited amount of tickets you can, like, that people can get to get into a day. So it's, like, not super packed, which I think is really nice. And then you go in there, you pay for the ticket. You literally just have this thing around your neck, and you walk around with, like, you have a wetsuit. So, well, I'll get into this first. There's, like, snack bars around the area. You would literally get free food.
Really?
You don't have to pay for food. There's just free food. And then there's this one area that's a lazy river, except it's not a lazy river. It basically is a river, except, like, there's trees around. Like, you literally swim through this area. I forgot the place you call it, but it's, like, there's birds everywhere. Like, exotic birds. And, like, there's, like, rocks on the bottom and stuff, and it's deep. And, like, it's, like, really deep. You need snorkels to swim in it, and, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then, on, like, the whole other side of the thing, the park, or I don't know what you call it, it's a big, huge snorkel area, I mean, reef, with a ton of fish, and you literally just go snorkel them. And it's salt water. Damn. And you could literally just go snorkel and see all these really cool fish. And there was, like, this manta ray that was literally the size. It was bigger than this table.
Dang. Yeah, like...
It was, like, bigger than my wingspan. And, yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, if you guys are ever thinking about going to Florida, the first I would recommend going to the ocean and, like, swimming in the ocean.
Tell them what you've done. You've landed to Florida, like, 4 times.
Yeah, I've gone to Florida a lot. Universal, Disney World, first time we went, it was, like, Tampa and stuff like that.
You did Tampa?
Yeah, that was pretty fun. And then we went to Lido, Lido Key. That was fun, because that's when the tropical storm, stuff like that. That was, like, 2016, 2017, yeah. I think. I don't know, 2018 was, Universal.
Thing about Universal,
it's so fun, dude.
We both went to Universal at the same time, and we met, and there was, like, this huge, massive restaurant. It's Hard Rock.
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Rock Cafe, and it's right outside the park, and we met up.
It's in Universal Walk something.
Yeah, it's like this, it's like area right outside the actual park area where there's, like, a ton of food and restaurants and stuff.
And you don't have to pay to get in it. You can just, like, literally just go in there for free and then just eat.
We met up and it was pretty cool. And then after that, because I went to Universal during the day and it was, like, super packed and stuff and it was, like, really hot and it was, like, meh. But then I went at night,
it's amazing.
I went at night over to the Harry Potter area. And it was so cool. I got, like, a wand, because I was actually into Harry Potter. And then I got, like, some other stuff. You got the full robes and the wand.
No, I didn't get robes.
I thought you did get robes.
No. We just got, like, the phoenix from Dumbledore's. Oh. We got that. Wands. We got, like, this.
Did you get the interactive wands?
Yeah.
So the interactive wands, like, there's, like, stuff around the Harry Potter area, like, where if you, like,
you can, like, press a button
and you point your wand at it and, like, it does something. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
But the wands are, like, $50. Yeah, I didn't get that. So expensive.
I didn't get the interactive wand.
Yeah.
So when I went at night, there, you know, the big replica of Hogwarts, there's, like, a huge show of, like, the Sorting Hat talking. I actually have a video of it. They play music, and there's, like, animations and, like, projectors on the castle, and it's so cool.
Yeah. I literally got an amazing picture of, like, during the fireworks show when, like, all the fireworks are up at the same time, and I, like, took a picture of it. And it was, like, the castle and then, like, all the fireworks in it and stuff like that. I have it on my YouTube channel, so, yeah, go watch it. It's going to Disney World, so, yeah, watch that video. It's lit.
Oh, you have a picture of Disney?
Yeah.
I was talking about Universal.
Oh, you were talking about I thought you were talking about the castle.
Hogwarts.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I was talking about Hogwarts.
Yeah, I just totally...
But at Disney... Magic Kingdom...
Yeah, that does happen, too.
Where we also met up at the same place. We just met up for a couple minutes. They were waiting in line for something. We were doing something.
Yeah, we should have, like, gone on a ride together or something like that. We should have...
I was on my way to Big Thunder Mountain, which Big Thunder Mountain was cool.
Isn't it like
the roller coaster? Not to be a party pooper, but I didn't like it. Magic Kingdom was, like, okay for me.
Yes,
yeah, I wasn't super into it. It was meh.
It was so all the hot outside, and I was just.
It was,
like,
really
no.
hot. All the lines were, like, an hour wait.
Yeah.
I went on some of the some rides. I liked Pirates of the Caribbean because...
Yeah, dude, that was so fun.
That was a cool ride.
We were literally... It's just, like, that huge drop down. Yeah, I remember that. That was so fun, dude. Oh, my gosh.
But Big Thunder Mountain, that was a fun ride. Did you go on that?
Nope. Isn't that, like, the roller coaster?
It's a roller coaster. It's not that bad, though, but it's, like, really fun. My mom almost, like, lost her hat or something. It was crazy. It was so fun, though.
Yeah, if you guys go to Disney...
I waited for, like, an hour, but it didn't feel like an hour, and it was really fun.
Yeah, if you guys go to Disney, definitely go to all the parks like Animal Kingdom, Epcot.
I didn't go to any except Magic Kingdom.
Really? Magic Kingdom. What is the other one? Is that it?
No, it was...
Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot. Is there one more? Or I'm losing brain cells.
Studios.
There's one more. Yeah, Hollywood Studios was the best.
Really?
You need to go to that. It was so fun. There, the Star Wars thing. We... like, took pictures of, like, Kylo Ren and stuff like that. It was so fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it all inside?
No, it's not inside.
What's fun stuff you did there?
There was, like, this ride where, like, you're in this, like, ship, and you're, like, escaping from, like, TIE fighters and stuff like that, and you sit in a seat, and it's, like, moving you around and stuff like that. Yeah, it's really fun. And we had, I cannot remember anything. The thing that you get to skip the line, whatever, what is that called?
What?
The pass that you get to, like, skip the line.
Fast pass?
Yeah, that. I'm literally losing brain cells, I'm sorry. I cannot remember anything. So, yeah, we had a fast pass for that, and it was literally 2 minutes to get in.
Really?
It was so fun. And the actual wait time was, like, an hour. It was really fun.
Nice.
Epcot, the food was so good. And then that's where I first tried mochi. It's Epcot.
Mochi ice cream?
Yeah. They had mochi at one of the stores. They had thing in Japan.
I got one of those big chocolate frogs from Universal.
Yeah, Sam. Those are so good.
Those were good. They were huge. They were hard to bite into because they were like a couple inches thick. They were huge.
Yeah. And then we went to this Italian place, ate like spaghetti or something. Not spaghetti. It was like these noodles and they're so good. I guess. They were, like, really, like, they were, like, they had, like, nothing American. It was just all Italian.
Do you think Animal Kingdom was the worst?
I don't know. Probably, yeah, probably.
For you, was it, like...
It was kind of
boring. Was it Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
All right. Probably.
I don't know. Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom are kind of close.
Magic Kingdom was, like, it's, like, obviously the main attraction. It's huge, and it's just the heat,
that's
the
where,
lines.
Like,
also, you have to be a fan of Disney to have fun there. I'm not even a fan of Disney.
Neither am I.
It was a huge, big parade with all these princesses, and I find it kind of weird. My sister, I think last year when we went, was...
What?
15. Yeah. And she, like, apparently, she loved it. I don't know why. Like, all these princesses, she got these Mickey ears. I'm like...
What? Boy, if you
don't... I don't know. I didn't like it. It was, like, meh for me, because I'm a dude. I'm a dude. I'm not super into all these Disney stuff.
Yeah, same.
Like if you took me there, like a couple years ago when I was, like, 8, 9... Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I went there when I was, like, 3, but I couldn't remember anything. I remember, like, it was super hot out, but then rain came over, and we were in, like, ponchos or something. That's literally all I remember.
Yeah, in Epcot, there was, like, we were rushing back because we were on the other side, and the clouds started getting dark.
Really?
And we're like,
uh-oh.
And we're like, oh. And then we started, like, fast walking.
Really?
And then literally out of nowhere, just...
Actually, so at...
And then we just started taking off running.
At Universal... when we went during the day. This was the day before I think we met up, so this was a completely different day. But the day that we dedicated to go there, we waited in line for like an hour or something.
For what?
Just to get on the train to the other area. And the train wasn't even that good. It was like,
you mean the bus? Did you take a bus?
No, it was a train.
You took a train? Oh, we took a bus.
We took this like the Harry Potter train to get to the other side. Where it was still Harry Potter, but it was like, I don't even know. It wasn't the Hogwarts part. And we waited in line for like an hour, and it was like, meh. And then we got out, and everything was wet, and it was cloudy, but it wasn't raining. So, it was complete downpour when we were waiting in line on the train, and then it stopped once we got out. I'm like, bruh.
Dude, I'm getting so much nostalgia, and it's, like, making me super sad. I don't know. I'm getting so much nostalgia from, like, last year and, like, going on the... That was so fun last year. And Universal.
Well, spring break. I'm happy because, like, spring break, I'm not going to any parks this year. Which, like, I feel like parks are, like, hit or miss. They could be awesome or they could just be meh.
Yeah, if the weather is hot...
If it's hot, humid, and there's long lines...
No.
All parks, no matter what park it is, it sucks.
Yeah. Because what the parks are about... Waiting in lines to go on rides.
That's basically it. Sweating.
Sweating?
And waiting in lines. Walking. That's literally the whole thing. That's it. So, I'm happy because this spring break, now I'm not waiting in lines constantly besides lift lines to get up to the mountain, baby. But it's literally like the lifts are like 15, 20 minutes to get like to where we go. And to get to the bottom of the mountain, it takes like 10 minutes, maybe more. Of skiing just to get to the bottom of the mountain. It's that big and huge. Wow. And it's really happy because, like, I have my freedom. I don't have to go to any parks. We don't have to buy tickets. Well, we have to buy lift tickets. But, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I'm really excited because it's not going anywhere hot, humid, waiting in lines and parks.
I was watching this video, like, of, like, this ski lift that was, like... losing, like, control and, like, spinning around the ski lift. Like,
oh, yeah. It, like, threw people off.
There's, like, someone ready, and then they, like, went around the corner really fast and crashed another one. The people went, like, flying out of the park.
I think I've seen that.
It's, like, not funny at the same time because people are getting hurt, but it's also really funny.
Yeah. But then there's also this thing called gondolas. You might not know them or you might know them. They're little, like, they're basically little tiny rooms. They're, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. There's, like, a little, like, tube that has a floor and a ceiling. It's like hanging from like a line or like a wire, whatever the things that lifts are on, and it takes you, you're like inside a room basically up to the top of the mountain. That's, it's like, sick. And it's like 20 minutes, so you can, I can literally take all my skis off and just sit down and like watch Netflix.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, how long does the regular lift take?
I don't know. I think it might be a bit faster, but I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on the lift and where you're going and when you're getting off and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like a huge, like if I'm in a gondola and I'm going like bottom to top, a huge mountain, like it might take like 25 minutes.
Dang.
But it'll be worth it because going down the mountain, it'll take another 25 minutes. So I'm really excited.
We're almost at the 30 minute mark. You have to go in a little bit. 1:35.
What? I have like 10 minutes. Well, so we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Get like 37 minutes in. That's a decent podcast. Honestly, this did not feel like 28 minutes.
No,
it felt like so much longer.
What?
For me, it felt like so much longer. I don't know why. I just ran out of it all, everything. Because before this, we were like, oh, I have, all right, we talk about this and this and this and this. And we're like, oh yeah, we're good. We're fine. We just went through it in like 30 minutes. I literally don't have anything else. But I don't want to end it here because that's a shorter podcast. So,
we can talk about other trips. Last year, my life goal was to get to every single MLB ballpark. I'm a huge MLB guy. I like baseball, I play it.
How many parks?
Four. I went to. Shut up. You're so mean. So in like August, I went to Philadelphia. There, and I went to the game, two games, but one of them I left early. But the first game, it was awesome. So this is gonna sound funny, but also really cool. Boys, we used SeatGeek.
Hey.
SeatGeek, and hey. We got two amazing tickets. Well, the spots, you would think the spots aren't good, but the view was incredible. It was so good.
You can buy tickets in literally the easiest way
possible. We literally got like two tickets to the game at like under $30. I think it was actually under 20.
I know. SeatGeek's amazing.
It was so cheap. And it wasn't cloudy that much. The sun was setting. In the background, there was like the city skyline. And it was awesome. It was so cool. We, like, walked around. We got some food. They had this thing called crab fries. They're like crinkle fries, and they're like super seasoned and stuff, and they were so good. And we had pictures and stuff, and it was a really fun night. We went there for like, I think the whole game. It was like super nice out, no rain, no clouds, no nothing. It was a pretty good temperature. It was summer, so it was pretty warm.
Yeah, I love like Florida, in the summer, but like when it's nighttime, it like feels really? It's like not too hot but not too cold. It's like in the summer. Like, it's like in the 65.
Something. You been there in the summer?
No. I mean, just like, I don't know, nighttime in Florida, like in like springtime, even springtime, Florida, it's really warm. So I just love like nighttime in Florida. It's just so like, I don't know, the temperatures are like just right, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. And then so that was last year, August. And then the year before that, the 2018 August, I went to St. Louis. Or St. Louis, I don't know what you call it. I call it St. Louis, is that correct?
I think so. I call it St. Louis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I might be confused with Louisville. Never mind. Alright, so I went to St. Louis. Went to that ballpark. It was super duper hot out, but it was fine. It was a really nice stadium. Actually, the team that we're from,
mm-hmm.
they were playing there.
Can we just say it? Because it's like, it's a state.
I don't care. I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm still not saying it.
Okay.
Well, they were there. So we were like, right. We were literally right next to the way dugout. So I saw all the players. Yeah. It was really funny because like, we had these like three college guys behind me, and they just were like super funny. And they kept on making all these really funny jokes of like the guys in the dugout. One of the guys was like, I don't know, it was really funny. One of the guys like screamed, dropped an F bomb, and like he was screaming in the dugout. And the guys were just like, he sounds like he just got dumped over text. I'm like, I don't know, it was really funny. And then they were like yelling to the players, like, hey, Freddy, you're my guy. And then he looked over and he's just like, yeah, it was really funny. And yeah, it was a pretty good game.
Yell at any of the players?
No.
Why?
They were tossing balls over, and I didn't get any. But I don't know.
That's a fat rip. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fat rip. It's just always a fat rip, you know? When they're just like shooting like stuff, like even at like basketball games, when they're like shooting like T-shirts out of like that cannon into the crowd, and you don't get any. That's a sad moment, dude.
Yeah.
There's some sad times.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
What?
During the California trip, where I'm going to San Diego, LA, San Francisco.
Oh, I have another thing.
I'm going to all the ballparks there. I completely forgot to mention that.
Oh, dang.
It's so dumb. So,
how many are there?
What?
How many are there?
Three. So I'm going to the San Diego Padres. Seven. LA Dodgers. That's going to be really expensive, so obviously, me honestly might not, but I want to at least one game. And then San Francisco.
Dang.
So we're going three more. So that's going to be 7 out of 30. Which is not bad.
What,
and hey, maybe we'll go to another one.
And then when you're older, you can like go there so much
easier. Go whenever I want. Yeah. I can literally just go like a one day. I can just buy a cheap plane ticket, go there for one day, go to a ballpark, fly back.
Hmm. And also, like our friend, you're going to know who it is. By who? What I'm gonna say, but he has a cruise going out. Isn't it like California or something? Starts with an L. He's going on a cruise. Isn't it like going out of California or something?
I'm eating the.
Luca.
Dude, all right, whatever. Who
Luca,
cares?
Luca. Yeah, isn't it
he's
like
on
going
on
a
cruise?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then so he was like, it was like gonna get like. It might get, like, canceled or something from the coronavirus. Did he, like, tell you that?
Oh, yeah. I think he might have told
me
that.
Yeah.
Also, at our lunch table. I mean, I'm flying on planes, so...
That was a complete fail.
In the airport, I'm going to Denver. I'm flying to Denver for Colorado. I might need to wear one of those masks.
Say Colorado.
I'm a giraffe!
You're gonna wear a mask?
Yeah.
In Denver.
Oh, dude, I have to go soon. That's all the time you have for this podcast. Like, actually, if you want to go solo for a bit.
No, when do you have to leave? Like, what exact time?
1:45.
Let's just end it here, boys.
Okay, all that's right. all the time
we have for today.
35 minutes. Maybe we can continue this in the next podcast. Just like add on like a little section.
I know.
Of it.
I might want to do scary stories again. I don't know.
Maybe.
Our next podcast might be scary stories during the week. Probably on Tuesday, honestly. If not Tuesday, probably sometime during the week this week. But look forward to that. And thank you guys all for tuning in.
Drop us some reviews. Give us some feedback.
Yeah. If you got this far, thank you. Give us some reviews. Give us some feedback. If you like scary stories. When we asked for that, no one gave us feedback, so that's kind of a fat rip, but you know, it's fine. Thank you guys, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Peace.